Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Today is Monday, April 26, 2021. The time is 1:30. I'd like to welcome Senator Gray Jackson. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And Senator Rivek. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Senator Stevens is not available this afternoon, and Senator Machicki is in another meeting and will be here as soon as possible. I'm Senator Mia Costello, and I'd like to thank Carrie and Alex for being here this afternoon and making our meeting accessible to the public, which is very important, and also making a permanent record. And then I would like to thank my aide, Melody Wilterdink, committee aide. So today we are hearing Senate Bill 12. It was introduced by Senator Kawasaki, and we have his aide here, Joe Hayes. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
It's the first hearing in Labor and Commerce. We have some invited testimony. We will open public testimony, and then we will look to the will of the committee and possibly move it from committee if there is support for that. I support moving it, and I will look to the will of the committee. So with that, Joe, if you could introduce yourself for the record and walk us through the bill. This bill has been heard in State Affairs and now Labor and Commerce. So welcome, Joe.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and to members of the Labor and Commerce Committee. My name is Joe Hayes, staff to Senator Scott Kawasaki, and the senator apologizes for not being able to be here today. So I'd like to introduce Senate Bill 12, an act relating to the temporary courtesy licenses for certain non-resident professionals and relating to the Department of Commerce and Community Economic Development. In 2011, House Bill 28 was passed into law to provide expedited temporary courtesy licenses to eligible individuals transferred to Alaska with their active duty service member spouse so they could practice their trade without experiencing extensive wait times for licensure approval while they complete state requirements. For a military spouse, expedited temporary courtesy licenses are the fastest method of obtaining licensure so they can get to work quickly after relocating to Alaska. Many states have passed a similar legislation into law. However, states such as Washington and Connecticut also included a reporting mechanism so the legislature and Joint Armed Services Committee equivalent in that state could track the executive branch's progress of the implementation. House Bill 28 did not include a reporting requirement when it was passed. Senate Bill 12 required the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development to prepare an annual report of courtesy licenses issued the previous fiscal year. This simple reporting mechanism will help facilitate communication between occupational boards, the state agency, the U.S. Department of Defense, who assist in relocating service members and their families, as well as Alaska legislators with service members in their districts. The bill will also aid in making occupational board staff and legislators more aware of what opportunities are available for helping military spouses into the Alaska workforce. Other states have implemented a similar expedited licensure program to allow military spouses to transfer their professional credentials quickly and contribute to the local economies. While Alaska's program is a model for other states, its implementation has stalled with few eligible professionals taking advantage of the program and spouses reporting delays despite the program being in effect for 8 years. Senate Bill 12 will help identify inefficiencies in the program before they can cause delays in productivity and ensure the program is working as intended. Introduced in 2018 as House Bill 262, the bill passed the House unanimously and gained bipartisan support in the Senate before it failed to reach the floor for a vote. The concept of this bill is listed as a priority for the U.S. Department of Defense by the state liaison serving Alaska. The passage of Senate Bill 12 would improve communication between state and federal government agencies and active duty families. By improving efficiencies and awareness about what opportunities are available, the bill will welcome military families to Alaska. I respectfully urge your support of House Senate Bill 12, a corrective bill that will help ease the transition of military families and get more licensed professionals to work in our communities near military installations. And with that, Madam Chair, I am open for questions.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you walking us through the bill. And this might be a question for Sarah Chambers, who's online. The definition of expedited application procedures, it's my understanding that expedited means the application gets put at the top of the list, but not necessarily approved any quicker than the normal application process. Is that your understanding also?
Through the chair, Senator Costello, yes, but hopefully Director Chambers is online today to answer that question.
Director Chambers, could you answer the question about the definition of expedited? And I think we've had a conversation about this also, but just for the committee, please.
Yes, Madam Chair. For the record, this is Sarah Chambers, Director of the Division of Corporations, Business and Professional Licensing. And Madam Chair, you are correct that expediting just means that when the application is complete, we put it at the front of the queue and move it through as quickly as possible. There are a lot of delay possibilities that we can't do anything about or control, but the elements that we can control, we do keep that expediting, meaning moving as quickly as possible.
Okay, thank you. And does the division right now keep track of the number and type of licenses that military spouses apply for?
Madam Chair, we do, anecdotally, we do not have our software system that manages licensing is not currently set up to specifically run a report on military spouse applications. I think that's one of the goals of this bill would be to mandate that we do that. We just have so few programs that have temporary licenses that would even apply to military spouses, since the law doesn't mandate that this happen. It's a may rather than a shall. So we have very few temporary licenses and we have very few applicants. So we just haven't allocated the resources to update our software and track it in a better than anecdotal way.
Thank you. Do committee members have any questions? Okay. Sarah, does the administration support this legislation?
Madam Chair, the administration hasn't taken a position on this particular bill. There are some measures that the governor proposed last year that show up in some other legislation that would strengthen the existing statute and make mandatory these programs for military spouses, Senate Bill 86 being one that this committee has authored, but the administration has not taken an official position on SB 12, the reporting mechanism.
Okay, thank you. We were hoping that possibly Tammy Perot, the Northwest Regional Liaison from the U.S. Department of Defense, would be here this afternoon, but unfortunately she's not able to make it. I just wanted to let members know in the public that we have a letter from the Department of Defense indicating their support for this legislation, mentioning that it improves Alaska's current statute regarding occupational licensure for military spouses. So I just wanted to have that in the record so that it's stated there that it is something that is important. And I'm sure, and Senator Rivak, are you aware of the, during the proposed BRAC process where we looked at supporting our bases, you know, when we were threatened to have them closed, does something like this, do you think, would help in terms of showing Alaska support for military families?
Yes, Madam Chair. So when DOD goes through the process of determining which installations that they should maintain and which they should BRAC or close down or put into a less active status, they go through a whole list of things, and this definitely is a factor among many other things. But certainly currently there, I've heard of a lot of challenges with military spouses and licensure.
Thank you very much. I'm going to go ahead and open public testimony on Senate Bill 12. Is there anybody online who wishes to provide public testimony? Okay. Okay, since there is no one online, I will close public testimony on Senate Bill 12. I will also look to the will of the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move Senate Bill number 12, version alpha, also referred to as 32-LS0143-alpha, be advanced from the committee with the individual recommendations, and I don't see any attached fiscal notes, but if there are any, those two.
There is a zero fiscal note.
There is. All right, and attached fiscal note.
Thank you. Is there any objection to moving Senate Bill 12? Okay, seeing none, the bill does move from committee. And we will be signing the documentation. Thank you, Joe. Please tell the sponsor we appreciate the legislation. That concludes this afternoon's meeting. Our next meeting will be Wednesday, April 28th at 1:30. We will consider Senator Begich's Senate Bill 17, Energy Efficiency and Policy Regarding Public Buildings. So with that, we are adjourned.